Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Dumping Ground. I'm your host, Makisha Clayton Lee, a certified life coach. You know, I just want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time out of your day to listen to me. Thank you for going back and listening to prior shows, leaving your comments. I truly appreciate it. Just FYI, all shows are archived, so you can go back and check it out from day one episode up until today's episode. Thank you so much. Enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear and a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. I'm Coach Lee, you know, preparing you for the game of life. There's great news on the inside of each and every one of us, you know, to get to that next level. We all have to get that push. For the month of August on The Dumping Ground, I am doing nonprofit moments. I am interviewing nonprofits who have special needs and different things. So as a community, we can pour into our nonprofits and help, especially now during this COVID time where most people may not have jobs or have a lot more time on their hands. This is an opportunity that you can use your gifts and your talents that God has given you, and you don't have to be stagnant. And this is a way you can network and different things to see what may be your next level, your next purpose, your next goal. So this is an opportunity for you to really get out of the boat and get in the game. So every week I've been having different nonprofits on and explaining to you their nonprofits, what their mission, their vision, and as a community, how we can pour into them. Two of them, they have been very profitable. One of them is Dr. Trenise. She got like 1,000 book bags. I mean, you have heard the statistics because you know I'm about data. So you have heard me using this platform as shouting from the mountaintop to be a influencer, to help influence, to be the light, to pour into our communities. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight as well. My saying, don't despise small beginnings, because, you know, everything starts small. But I feel like with our prayer and vision and execution, something small can develop and grow into something big. If you have the right team and the right people influence around you. So tonight, again, I have an amazing young lady that I will be interviewing. Basically, she's going to be, again, sharing her vision for her nonprofit, her vision, her mission, and how as a community we can rally around her and help her continue to build this amazing nonprofit. When I say it is amazing, I was just on top of her. I was like, hey, you're helping the kids. How are you going to help these adults? What? Plug in. How can I be a part of this as of these benefits? So I'll let her explain that to you tonight. I have Caroline Minas. She is the founder and chief executive officer of Inspiring Greatness in You. Carolina is an enviator, a trendsetter, an event planning industry, and best known for her creative ideas. She leads to uniqueness and inspiring greatness in you, Inc. Her natural ability is to envision and create, enable her to design and facilitate a hands-on STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship workshop organization for young girls. That's what I'm talking about, golf. I was like, hey, help me. Most of these deals are done on the golf course. I need to be getting in the know. So she wants to inspire and create, and she was inspired to create Inspiring Greatness in You, Inc., where she was noticing significant gap between mothers and daughters, seeing how the gap negatively impacted the success of young women at an early age. Carolina decided to offer a solution. Ooh, I love solutions. You know that's my thing. Let's get some solutions that will fill the gap and promote success in adolescent girls. Inspiring Greatness in You, Inc. was birthed out of the need of a mother to be more involved and hands-on with their daughters to encourage, support, and challenge their daughters beyond their comfort zone. I just said all that in the beginning. Get out of your comfort zone. This is so inspiring to me, Carolina. I'm super excited to have you on. And also, she's passionate and inspiring, exposing and educating mothers who are destined for greatness. That's the same thing. With their daughters, she's encouraging, guiding, inspiring girls through STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship journey, and love seeing mothers and daughters session. I am super excited to have her on tonight. As I bring her on live, let's give Miss Carolina an amazing hand clap. Yay!
Thank you, thank you. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, hello, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, when I was
it looks like I have a new member to Inspiring Greatness tonight.
Yes.
Which is yourself.
I was like, oh, my God, this is what I say.
Well, I greatly appreciate you for having me on tonight.
Oh, I am so excited to have you on to share with us exactly your mission. Like, how I read your bio, but I know you only could put so much in a bio. I want to, like, tell me
Absolutely.
How this stemmed from you, like this birthed from you. This is your baby. Tell me more so we can talk about this tonight. Go, girl. Tell me. Woo! I'm so excited.
Okay, so Inspiring Greatness, we are an all-girls organization here in Atlanta for girls ages 8 to 18. And our mission is to inspire, educate, and expose girls to become innovators in the career fields of STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship. And so we do this by hosting Saturday sessions. We do workshops. We do pop-up sessions, after-school enrichment programs. And I know you may be like, hey, how did STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship, what's the correlation to that? It's all of gender defiance, meaning that we need more girls in the STEM field. We need more girls to know the opportunities that golf has for them as an African-American. We most definitely want our girls to know that ownership provides the legacy, which causes them to be able to have heirlooms of not just being an entrepreneurship, but, you know, everlasting build businesses, not just with them, but throughout. So the correlation of STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship, we pretty much use STEM as a relationship to golf, and then golf as a relationship to business. The STEM phase, you know, we tell them about, we use a book called STEM Gem, and the STEM Gem is a book of 44 diverse women in STEM. So our sessions are a six-month session yearly. So we start in September and we end in March. And so at the very beginning, the girls get to learn about these 44 diverse women in STEM. I mean, they are actuaries, biostatistics, video gamers. The young lady that invented Alexa, the voice piece, she's in the book.
What?
And so throughout the six-month time period, at the very end in March, the girls would become one of those actual STEMs in the book. So this gives them an opportunity to learn diverse careers and to be exposed to, I mean, some of these careers that we don't know exist, and a lot of them are 1 in 200 and 300 of people, meaning that there isn't another bio statistic for 200 other women. And the culture of them being an African American is like 1%. So it's very important that we share this book with them and that they learn these careers that are in the book. The correlation that we kind of put together with the golf phase of, hey, how is this golf ball made? Why does it have 45 densities in it? When you hit the ball, what makes this green grass turn brown? So all of that is STEM, the mathematical equations of how far does the ball travel. And so they think that, you know, it may be boring, but once they start calculating and the measurements go and they start physically playing the game of golf, it becomes just an everyday tool that they use, you know, like in math. They do their, you know, math and science. Golf has been a very, very big, interesting piece as far as entrepreneurship. As you stated earlier, you know, golf is one of those games that a lot of deals are made. And it's not just people talk about business, but golf is a game of integrity. So when you play a game that has such high status as golf, they know that you are for real about what you want to do. You're 100% assured that, hey, I can make this deal with this person because it's that game of integrity. That means if you cheat, you're only cheating for yourself. And so that's why so many deals are made, because of the confidence level and the trust level that people have with playing for golfers. And so we instill that in our girls when they're learning the game of golf, from etiquette, meaning that, hey, all of our girls know there are no jeans on the golf course. You can't come to the golf course with a T-shirt. You know, everything is a collared shirt, all the way down to the shoe dressing. And so that kind of gives them the another look and another appeal that they want to address. And so this is just another way that we kind of help develop their confidence skills. We want their dreams of, hey, you know, I want to be the next Tiger Woods, but as a girl version, to become that reality.
Mm-hmm.
We want our girls to, you know, see themselves as leaders and inspiring other girls to lead. And we also not really preach, but we're really big on the importance of service in the community. And so for Thanksgiving, we partner with the Atlanta Mission. They have a place called My Sister's House. So we actually feed on Thanksgiving Day. So they know what it's like to give up Thanksgiving with your grandparents, but you're helping be a blessing to other mothers and daughters that live at the shelter. We did a Christmas event with them, an organization-sponsored pajamas. We brought in a popcorn machine. We did a movie night. And the girls were just excited to be there as the members of the shelter was excited for us to be there. So it shows them what community service looked like and what Feel Love looked like. And because our organization operates off of a mother and daughter bond, at my sister's house, it's a women's shelter for women and children. So we got to you know, help Atlanta Mission continue its mission by showing what families look like in spite of. So that's pretty much what we do as Inspiring Greatness program. Now, how did all this kind of come about? I have a daughter. My daughter wants to be a pediatrician, which is of a STEM career. And just casual conversation, you know, hair salon, school, you know, other girls like, hey, what's going on the weekend? And so Chance and I are always doing something, whether it's STEM, the medical field. She's into art. She plays softball. So we were just like, you know, kind of come up with some things. So it came about as me kind of inviting some of her other friends out. Hey, y'all, let's do, you know, X, Y, and Z on the weekend. And then the group just grew larger. So I was like, you know what? So we shouldn't just share it amongst ourselves. Let's get some other mothers involved. Wow. So they jumped on board, and this came about with the vision of Inspiring Greatness. We want to build a like-minded culture of like-minded mothers and daughters. So for the past 3 years, we've had connections with mothers now saying, hey, who wants to take the girls to the driving range? Or who's going to the Atlanta STEM Festival? Because, you know, girls lose confidence in not knowing what they know, meaning it's the fear factor of the unknown. So once they're around each other and they build up their confidence, they can sit in a classroom full of boys and, you know, be the only girl and become the math whiz in that group. So it kind of, you know, it generated really good, and the program just grew. We invited other mothers. We invited other daughters. And actually, we've rejuvenated the moms. The moms are like, oh, wow, I can do this, you know, and the love of golf has became grown up an interest to them as an adult. We have some mothers that say, oh, I studied computer science in school, and now they're regenerating, trying to get their minds back set on, you know, going back in the classroom. Now that support from the mother means a lot, because if you don't know, sometimes as an adult, we don't really force our kids on things that we're not sure of. So
that's true.
For that mother that does not like math and science, but she has a daughter that's, like, really great in it, it'll just boost
my
the mom support up more to be able to do it. Yeah, and that's how we know we take a liking to investing in girls. And it's come around to be a really great thing now that since this pandemic is going on. And it's one of those things, like, COVID is kind of like exasperating. It's taken over everything. You know, we can't do so many things because we're kind of stuck. However, it's kind of sort of researchers are showing that it's leaving our girls behind. Our girls work off a confidence factor, and they work off of socialization. And so the distant learning doesn't enable them the socialization skills that they're needing. So that's why Inspiring Greatness, we host pop-up sessions. We do it in a safe, comfortable environment to still give the girls a contact of eye with one another. You know, just that giggle or laugh. Support means a lot. Virtual sessions have been great. However, we still like to do in-person things. And then because of COVID, we are going to have to move to some virtual actions. And still trying to tweak it a little bit, but it seems like we're going to try to push the pop-up sessions as much as we can. This year will be my first year going into to a school to do an after-school enrichment program. It seems as it's going to go really great because there's no extracurricular activities. So to really give the girls some excitement in STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship as an after-school enrichment, it's going to be a good piece for the curriculum.
Yeah, I listen. I think you are in the vein, because like for me, math and science, that was never my math and science was never my strong suit ever.
Mm.
Now, but my daughter, honey, I remember when she was in third grade. They had to let her come out of the classroom and go to another higher classroom to learn math, because she would just get it like that. I mean, so they were like,
and that's
we
great.
Test her for gifting, but the gifting, sometimes I think the gifting is a little set up, you know, with the analytical and all that stuff. And some kids just not analytical, but they're still gifted, right? But, you know,
she
took the gifted test, but it never, you know, they didn't really give her the gifted. She was in gifted classes, but they never gave her the certificate, you know, how we live in Gwinnett County. So they didn't do that.
Okay.
So, but I do remember her taking gifted classes and things, and I remember when she was in middle school, and she was in math, and the teacher was like, wait a minute, no. So she, like, half a semester, like the end of the semester, she was like, no, we're taking her out of there. So she had to go into like a high, like it was like learning like high school stuff, and she was like in the seventh grade, and because the teacher, but I admired the teacher because she saw the greatness, right? So you, like I'm saying, you're starting, so they can, you see, you're sowing the seed of greatness of STEM and different things like that. And like she loved math. I mean, like I said, to me, for some reason, I just couldn't get it. I just don't understand algebra. And yeah, I passed it.
Correct.
But like today, you tell me, let's do some algebra. I'm going to look at you like, what algebra got to do with me today, with my life? You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
What is algebra going to do for me today? Like, is it going to put money in my pocket?
But you'd be surprised. Kids like challenges. And so some of the girls out of the STEM, you know, they may be a little bit more hands-on with the engineering piece. They may have the technology side, but as we talk, like, hey, you wanna do this gaming, or you wanna build this bridge, you still need to count how many popsicle sticks, how many rubber bands will you need when we start coding. What are these binary numbers and things like that? And before you know it, they're like, oh, I'm doing geometry. Oh, I'm doing something else. Even on the golf course, you know, how many swings can you take? How far a distance, a 90-degree angle, does your arm need to be to swing the golf course? And then entrepreneurship-wise, they love money. So all we have to say is, how much money can you make off of selling this lip balm? You know, it's the equations of how much do I have to put into to figure out my cost. But once they learn all that part, they're great.
They are great. I think, like I said, I'm super excited to be able to run across with you, and I know because with India, our person that we know that when India introduced me to somebody, because she's a plug. That's why I call her India.
She's a plug. Yeah,
she's already there. She's a plug. So I know when she introduced me to somebody, because you know she's very authentic and she's very loving. So I already know that's going to be that person's connected to her going to have those same attributes, because you're not going to flock with people who don't have the same attributes that you have. You see what I'm saying? So when she told me about you, and then I was reading your program, I was like, what was this when my daughter was in school? Because she had college.
Absolutely, absolutely. I say the same thing.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, these kids, cause,
absolutely.
You know, I think, so how many kids do you normally have in your program at a time?
Okay, so our numbers range from anywhere between 20 to 30 girls a session.
Wow.
And so, like I said, we meet every second Saturday of the month from September to March. And so, of course, you know, kids are involved in a lot of things, but pretty much once the parents commit to the organization on Saturdays, they come back. And I've had, I would say, 75% of the girls for the last 3 years, meaning their parents continue to re-sign, and re-sign them back up. Those pop-up sessions would still be a mixture of my same girls along with other girls. Weeks ago, we had a pop-up session. We could only do 20 girls, but we had a waiting list because now parents know, you know, they see what's going on with the girl that's just at home, you know, getting a lot of screen time, or they want to get their daughter back involved in some activity. So that's where the exposure comes from. We're not able to get out and do a lot of things, but our golf sector, I mean, we take girls to the finest country clubs in Atlanta, and we pull up, you know, they see us on this bus, the girls see these $2 million homes, not one, but $2 million homes. And so they're gasping the concept of, I need to stay in school, I need to continue to be smart, I need to have a STEM career, I want to play golf, and this is where I want to live. So it's exposing them to things at an early age. Yeah, giving them an insight of, you know, what to look for in life.
I think that is amazing that you're sowing these seeds into these young ladies to see, because that is, gonna, like you said, that's going to cultivate them into something that's great, especially with the coding. Like me, I like to play Sims. So if you tell one of your girls to go ahead and create something better than Sims, I would be putting my,
Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow. So with the coding and the gaming stuff, I spend hours on that. I see the, you know, when you hit on your computer and you see all those different crazy numbers and the coding and stuff like that,
I have no clue.
But yes, but I think, you know, with our young ladies and women, because it seems like it's a male dominated field too, right? So it's amazing that our African American women in there, and to be able to, you know, to, like you said, have the confidence to knowing that I can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no competition. This is, you know, this is who I am. I would love to meet
one
girls
little
when they graduate. Yes, go ahead.
One little snippet. So a lot of times, you know, parents or adults, we've got to convince, someone else has to convince us to, like, hey, that does literally exist. So when COVID opened back up, well, it was a little bit before COVID, Lenox Mall here in Atlanta, that Macy's, which is Lenox, you know, luxury mall, they now have in their Macy's have self-checkout kiosks. So, you know, a few years back, or, you know, we've always looked for our teenagers to go and work, you know, maybe your Publix and Macy's and stuff.
Yeah.
So those jobs are going to be obsolete now. So that means there won't be any traditional summer jobs of working at the mall.
Right.
It's going to be replaced with a kiosk. So how can we get girls in tuned into this kiosk? That's going to be like four jobs in one. The person that maintains the machine, the engineers, the person that will go in and fix the machine, the delivery process of how they're made, and then the formation of what keeps this machine going. So researchers are now averaging that those self-check kiosk machines are going to have maybe 5 to 12 jobs off of that one machine. So this is why we've got to get the girls really, really into the technology piece, really and into the engineering piece. The math and the science part is going to come together. But when parents start realizing that I can't send Mallory or Brooke up to the Publix or the Macy's for the summer job, we're going to have to reach back and figure out what their job will look like. And the 21st century has already committed to girls in STEM.
Listen, girl, that's smart, because think about when Blockbuster was here. I remember Blockbuster. I used to work at Blockbuster. I was, you know what I'm saying? Blockbuster, remember, Blockbuster was confident that when the
correct.
Red Box came, and they used to talk all the junk. Red Box, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And we were like, okay, see, you're too confident, right? You're too confident. And all of a sudden,
you're right.
Because you didn't change with the time, you became obsolete. And Redbox now, even now, Redbox, but I've noticed that they're doing streaming now, because they know they have competition with the Hulu and the different things and all Netflix. They're streaming, right? So that is the smartest thing that you're saying, because everything is changing. So we have to make sure that our kids are going to be equipped to be able to handle this change. Because five jobs that's going to be open. And if we want to be able to have our kids equipped to be, and they're not going to pay change like when we were having some job.
They're going to pay big bucks. Correct.
Absolutely. They're going to be able to get good money. And as a parent, you want to make sure that your kid is able to produce. So that is a great this is a great opportunity for our African-American young ladies to be, and their moms to be able to get to gain this knowledge and all this information. So tell me, what do we need to do as a community? How can we pour into inspire greatness in you? What do you need us as a community to do? I know we need money, right? Because money,
yeah.
I know with some nonprofits, they may need like social media people, because you know most people like, well, they don't have money, but they have time. Yes, you have time.
So do you need
people to volunteer, or like what do you have coming up on your calendar? I know with COVID, there's a lot of things that you probably can't do with a whole bunch of people, but like how could people engage other than money? You see what I'm saying?
Funding is a good thing. And I don't like to say, hey, we want to give money. I would like people to say, hey, I want to invest in a young girl. Whether you have a daughter or not, if you're a female, you know what it's like to be a girl. And unfortunately, some of us had some really great goals in life and some of us did not. So we want other women to invest in other girls that give them opportunities to succeed a little bit higher than what their success level is right now. But we also look for model female citizens that are in the STEM field, meaning doctors, engineers, construction owners, women that, if you don't play golf, have an interest of golf, because that means it puts you at the same level with the girls. You know, you're learning to play golf with them. And then most definitely ownership. We want girls, we know that they can't see what they can't be what they can't see. So we've got to show them what the owner of the franchise Krispy Kreme owner looks like. You know, we've got to show them that this young lady owns Slutty Vegan, not just one, but three, you know, so we want them to see what they can be. So we're always looking for model citizens in the community that will come and join in with us to actually show these girls what the change. And then most importantly, just support, meaning tell your local, you know, church, your local civic, your sororities, hey, there's a group that we can get, you know, you guys can get a group of girls together and we'll pop up and do the session. But investing in girls now coming out of COVID is going to be so, so important. Because if not, we'll never close this gender gap. We'll still be fighting for a seat, not just at the table, but to get there. Because it's just, you know, a male-dominant world. And so coming out of COVID, we've got to, you know, come back stronger. So that means investing more. And it's time, it's finances, it's just giving an opportunity. And we've just got to show up a little stronger.
I totally agree with you on that. So I'm definitely going to be posting your social media, all of this, and I'll be posting tonight's episode so people can hear this. I'll be tagging you in that post so people can hear what's going on. Like, you know, people are like, I don't know what's going on. Well, we're going to let you know. We're going to let you into our world to see what's going on. And we want you to take a part of it. Invest into these young girls. So you can, you know, like I said, my thing is you got to come out of your comfort, and you got, in order to bless somebody else so you can be a blessing. It's better to give than to receive. You know what I'm saying? And we have to change our focus on things. Miss Carolina, you have been amazing.
Thank you for having me
so much from the bottom of my heart. And I'm looking forward to see the lives that you touch, the young lady lives that you touch. And I would love to meet them when they graduate from Spelman and all these different prestige colleges.
I know.
Ready to just take over the world.
And they
say their commitment speech, and they're like, I want to give shout out to Miss Carolina Mintz for believing in me.
Yes, here's a donation to the organization.
You know, exactly.
Absolutely.
And by that time, you'll be having so many inspiring greatness all over the world. Everybody be a part of
it. I tell everybody, I said, I want us to be the next Girl Scouts of America. I want, when you see that hot pink, black, and gold symbol that says STEM, golf, and entrepreneurship, you'll know who we are.
That's amazing. That's what I'm talking about. So I believe you are in the right vein.
Thank you.
And this is going to bloom. into something that's great, and I'm going to tag myself in because I do need to learn golf because I'm a little jelly, but, you know, it's okay.
Oh, we'd love to have you. Come on out. Yes, we'd love to have you.
And but I'm definitely going to connect with you, and we'll get with you so we can so I can help however I can help, and just
okay.
get some more people to assist you as well. Well, that's all the time we have today. It's been great talking to you. You see how fast that time went by?
Thank you for having me. I know it's going by fast.
Yes, it did. But we like it was just a girlfriend chat, just letting us know what your vision, your mission is for inspire greatness in you. And I just wish you all the greatness and all the blessings for your organization. And until next time,
thank you.
Next
I really appreciate
Nina,
it.
It's been a great.
All right, have a good
you,
one.
Okay. You too.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.